I guess the topic to, I wanted to speak about the Agadita was the union of Shadim, which comes up in the beginning of Brachis and in Psachim, and it's sort of a it's a topic that's not very unclear what, when, how. I don't think it'll be much more clear when we finish, but at least it'll have some sort of structure to it. In the psukim, you don't find the concept of a shade anywhere, really. It's just Chazal gave certain words, the seirim and so on, to mean a shade. In Chazal, it's Chazal speak about it very much. Chazal and in many different places, and the Taras Kronim says that's it says over there. Mirashim brings from Taras Kronim that means Shadim, and Chazal talk a lot about it. The understanding of it, what it is exactly, how it is exactly, and so on. Different shitas, many of them complement each other. Some are seisim. We just go through it. Officially, the Rambam sheet is supposed to be that he didn't believe in their existence. He doesn't really talk about it. He mentions it in the following context. The Rambam holds that all of inyanim of kishuf, in other words, anything happening shaloike derech hateva, not bekdusha, the Rambam holds doesn't exist. It's a sheker. It's a sheker like Avodah Zarah. Just like Avodah Zarah is not a god, and people make it into being a god. That's the Isser of Avodah Zarah. That's the Isser of Avodah Zarah. So Tukisha was like that. People look at it and they think that it's something, and b'meila they're misled, and that's why the Torah asked it. So the Rambam, in Mor Nevuchim, in two or three places, when he speaks about the Isurim of Kishuv, he says people believe that if you sacrifice Avodah Zarah to different types of Shadim and so on, and all of these are things that don't work, don't help, and so on and so forth. So the implication is that Shadim, the Rambam doesn't hold them, but it's not clear. It's Be'emes, the Rambam could mean he doesn't hold that it works. The context, around two, three, four places, talks about it in that context, where he says that that was part of the mindset of the Me'oininim and the Balei Oiv Yeroini, and that they tried to reach out to Shadim, and all of that, the Torah acid, because it's Sheker and Kazim, and so on and so forth. So it's not Mefurish, but the Rambam Shita sort of understood that way. I think he's a Das Yochid in that. I don't know that there are other Rishonim, or where the other Rishonim would say that, if that's what the Rambam in fact says. There are just way too many sugyas that talk about it, and you need to explain it. Rabbi Avrom ben Arambam there's a Hakdamat Agodas Hashas attributed to Avram ben Arambam, which he says that all the inyanim that the Amoraim had interactions with Shadim was all in a dream. In other words, these were barriers that these were the events that happened in a cholam, and they're meaningful in that context as a gil of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which would sort of fit if the Rambam Shita was they don't exist. In fact, that's where he would go with it. That's one world. The vast majority, the minyan binyan of Rishonim and Achronim, do understand it as being a davar shel mamish. But, and let's take a look, and we're going to look at three different shitas on Yonim. The first is the Ramban, and it's a Ramban in Parshas Achrimois, in Yisrael Yatera. The Ramban speaks about what Shadim are. Basically, he also understands it. In other words, there certainly is an avla in feeling that they could help you in the pen of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the Ramban bases his tfisa in what are Shadim, built on a Gemara in Chagiga. It says there were six things about Shadim, three in which the Malach HaSharas and three like Ne'adam. And the bottom line of Ramban's understanding of Shadim is that we have different dargas of things that have physicality. Shadim have less physicality than we have. Not just less in degrees, but his lashon is they have only two of the yesoides rather than four. So avir and eish, but not ofer and mayim. And let's take an example. A light ray is a physical entity, but you can't touch it, you can't smell it, and so on. It's got limited amount of tangibility. Shadim are brias that are not quite as tangible as human beings are. They are somewhat tangible. And the main point is they are agents that cause hefsid and hezek, but only through ratzon avirei. It's a certain sense it's like malachim, in the sense that malachim carry out a Kadosh Baruch Hu's will to do good or whatever, and we're not supposed to be misyachas to a malach as an independent agent, because it's not his idea. It's something that he is he's doing it simply because Kadosh Baruch Hu sent him. These inyanim are inyanim. These are brias that are primarily negative. They cause all sorts of damages and so on. That's why they're called masikin. But the hezek comes from Kadosh Baruch Hu. So there's no point in dealing with them. It's all about dealing with Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's the way Ramban explains it, and that's probably a sort of a very derech hamelachika oifet. The Ramchal in Derech Hashem explains it a little more sharply, and his hagdoros are he puts on hagdoros more strongly, and I would like to share those. The first one is in Chelek Aleph. In Derech Hashem, it goes with Chalakim. There's four Chalakim, and then there's Prokim in each one, and there's little Seifim, or whatever you want to call them. He says, Bechelke Abriya Matzevehem, different levels of the Briya. So he says, they range from physical to non-physical, to ethereal, and different levels of physicality. Those that are called Gashmias, when you call something Gashmias, Hema Murgoshe Mechushenu, these are things that we can actually sense them. So the bodies, people, are obviously Gashmias. Even the sun and the stars, since we can be Tefis them with our eyes, we are going to call that physical as well. Then he says, V'ulam nimtza min echot shel nivroim, shu kamo emtsoi ben ruchni v'gashmi. There is a type of bria that straddles ruchnis and gashmis. V'hainu, shebe'emes eino murgash mechushenu. It's something that's not tangible. V'gam eino nigvah hol gvua gashem ha-murgash mechukov. And therefore, many of the laws of the physical world don't apply to it. So it's called spiritual simply because for us, the better way to call it is the intangible ones. Why is it not a malach? Because it has its own, it's got its own laws and its own limits, and so on. And this is called shed. And then it goes to different pratim of it. So let's get some important information out of it. The first thing is that it's not tangible, meaning there's no chush of yours that could possibly interact with it. So if you happen to see a shade walking down the street, then it's not a shade, just simply by definition. If you bump into one, as long as you bumped in, you know it's not a shade. Any type of physical interaction is not shaykh. So in that sense, they are not physical entities. They also are not spiritually entirely like a malach, because they have certain gedorim about when, and for instance, the Gemara applies, Gemara says all sorts of things, they're not around a few people, they're not around here, there, and so on. Those are limitations that would not be shaykh to apply to a malach. A malach doesn't have those limitations. Hashem has those limitations. So it's a bria that is not physical in the sense that we can have no interaction with it, but it's not of the getter malachim, because because they have gvulas that are imposed on them.
What do you do with the
Okay. Let's not just go from there. There are many other Gemaras where Meroim had interactions with them. So let me go back to you and ask you, Malachim, there are many people in Tanakh that had interaction with Malachim. It doesn't teach us that Malachim have interactions. It teaches us there are certain people on a Madrega that can interact with Malachim. In other words, it's not the Pshat that a Malach is visible, because you see, Avram saw him, and he saw him, and he saw him, but rather, if a person has a ruchnistik, a chush, then he's able to see it. Let's give an example, something very simple, that so at least we understand what it means. If let's say somebody walks in wearing, I don't know, a big red hat, bright red hat, and I turn to somebody and I say, hey, look, what's up? And I say, what's it? He says, wearing a bright red hat. What bright red hat? Then the person's got to have his vision checked. One of us has got to have the vision checked. It's something that is, we're talking about a color, we're talking about something that's humanly accessible, and so on. There's some people that have an intuition. Somebody walks in, I say, there's something fishy about this person, there's something strange about this person, I don't like him. Somebody else says, I don't know what you mean. It's not a chisorin, because we're not talking about a physical reality. We're talking about a reality that some people are sensitive to, that doesn't really fit into the physical chushim. So the people that had interactions with Shadim or Lav Malachim are people that had the extra sense of being able to interact with them. So the Tanoim and Amoraim had that sense, and Bemela it was relevant to them. We don't have that sense. It's not really relevant to us. The Gemara, there's a klal in the Gemara about the kapit, a different in Yanim. The Gemara says that somebody is kapit, you makpid with him. In other words, certain Yanim, if you're not makpid, then it doesn't affect you. What it means is, if you're not at the level of sensitivity where it's really meaningful to you, so then it's not going to really affect you because you're living in a different world. Imagine a little kid who is who's dressed very strangely or not dressed very strangely, and he runs out, and you say to him, "Oy vey, you know, you're going to be embarrassed." If he's not embarrassed, then he won't be embarrassed. In other words, since you're talking about a certain chush of sensitivity, then it has to be, the person has to be in a diet to be sensitive, and that's one of the reasons why. It's not so negiah to us because we're not on a dagger that we wear these things, and b'meila, it's not machmas our godless, was ma'a shiflus. Ravina was very vrocha. He used to always comment. He used to call it worlds within worlds. You're walking down the street, and the geese are crossing across the street. They're in their own world. We're occupying the same world, but their sense of it is very different, and b'meila. It's a different reality in two places. For the person who's not, who doesn't have that chush, so b'meila, they don't affect any of the normal human chushim. You need to be special shayachtim. Ramchal says also in later on, he speaks about the being ability. This is already in Chelek Gimel, I believe. Chelek Gimel Perek Sheni Tes. He speaks about the ability to make use of certain ruchnistic kochos and to sort of chain it and make use of it in this world. There is such a thing, and on that it says the ishtamash betaka chalof and so on. He goes through the ability to shemus akdoshim malachim and things of that nature. His bottom line is, as regards using those things, it's very, very inappropriate. It's not only that you're on a madrega to use it. The question is, should you use it? It's a big madrega to be able to walk in somebody else's house without knocking or having a key to the house and so on. But to be able to use his stuff without permission is a whole new level of hamishkeit. And before you go, the fact that you can know what shame is to do and how to use it, just walking and using it, he says, but it's possible also to tap into those koichas that are not good, like shadim. Shadim are the non-tangible, non-physical koiches that are not good. And b'meila, you can make use of it and get some things out of it, but you're locking yourself into a mahalach that's not good, and that's wrong. And that includes Shadim, Shem Satuma, that's included under that. So it is possible for a person that Madrega to make some use out of it, but it's part of the Isser of Kishuv. It's a whole chelik of the Bria that's tummy, that's wrong to use it, and it's simply just like there are foods that we're supposed to use, and shayr or seh, we're supposed to shech the meat b'kashrusoy and eat it with kavana and make a broch on it, and it becomes a dove of kaddish. A chamoyer is something that you're not allowed to eat, and using it for food is metamid and nefesh. The same thing here also. These are koiches that are ki'ilu makish HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and using those koiches are a form of denial chas from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Memela, you need to stay away real far. This was one of the reluctance at the Goyen and the literature of Chal, the fact that some people could do magic stuff, even if it was true, the question was, Mechatesa, it's coming from a good place. We know that you can do the same things with kochos that are less than good. And therefore, since nobody is really a big maven to be able to tell the difference, and just because the persons are from Yidins and learn, it doesn't mean, who knows where it's happening, how do we know? And that's why the Tom Tiyam Shakech is usually the best mahalach. That's been traditionally the mahalach of the people that do not like all of this type of maifsim and so on and so forth.